Next is a five restaurant on Christina Martinez, MARTINEZ. Christina, CRISTINA. The date was May 5th, 2022. Place was a private residence. New paragraph. I was asked to see Mrs. Martinez today on a semi-urgent basis, period. She continues to have much cough and get short of breath, and some oxygen saturations have been low, period. They were in the 80s, but when I started, the fat was 97%, but he's on 3 liters a minute, period. Her nose runs quite a bit.
Today, in order to sustain Ukraine as it continues to fight, I'm sending Congress a supplemental budget request. It's going to keep weapons and ammunition flowing.
She walks a bit, but there's declined in recent months, period. The shortness of breath on exertion, but not too bad at rest, period. There's no associated stress and headaches, period. She still has significant osteoarthritis in the knees, which is much the same, and she uses biofeed, which does help a bit, period. She still has significant depression and is grieving, period.
That's why we're so pleased to hear that we could proceed with this bill today. So we cannot afford to wait.
She has allergic rhinitis, period. The current over-the-counter antihistamines as well as food that are not seeming to help, period. She has some dementia, period. She has emphysema, which she is now getting albuterol by nebulizer 3 times a day as needed, period. She seems to be better than the inhaler, period. In paragraph, blood pressure is currently stable. There's no headache or chest pain or cardiac symptoms been seen, period. New paragraph, would you assist with negative for fever, children, major weight change? No eye complaint. Although vision is not completely normal. Hearing is slightly decreased. Respiratory, no dyspnea. She has some dyspnea, occasional cough. Revascular angina, palpitation, and dizziness, GI no complaints, GU no dysuria or other complaints. Musculoskeletal arthritis, especially of the knees. Very fast history. Hypertension, pulmonary emphysema, COPD, Alzheimer's. Late onset, primary arthritis of both knees, cervical spondylosis. Recurrent major depression, environmental allergies, lung nodule. Hearing impairment, osteoarthritis, dementia, osteoporosis, COPD. New paragraph, family, so both cancer deceased, period. There's a son with diabetes and blindness type 1. Paracosis, no smoking, no alcohol excess. New paragraph examination. One, she has evidence of allergic rhinitis, and will change her antihistamine to Allegra 180 milligrams daily, period. She has had some nosebleeds, which have been helpless to distilled water, period. Two, she has COPD and emphysema, and I will continue albuterol 3 times a day as needed, period. Her oxygen is being increased to 3 liters a minute because she seems to need that, period. Three, she has hypertension, controlled with lisinopril 20 milligrams daily, plus amlodipine 5 milligrams daily, period. She has depression, and I'll continue Lexapro 10 milligrams daily, period. Six, she has dementia, and I'll continue Donepezil 10 milligrams daily. Seven, she has osteoarthritis, and she may continue biofreeze, topically to the knees, as well as Tylenol is needed, period. There's cervical spondylosis, period. No, can you say overall plan, period? This is Dr. Schumacher dictating end of dictation.